Sitters and Sitters, joined sponsored by the Mueller family, member of Joseph's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Rubin, Ben Yitzchak Halevi, and we are on the final sentence, the final line of Tachanun, Kapitel Vav, Telem Vav, which comprises the central part of Tachanun. Since it's been a little while, I'll just remind you that Tachanun, this Kapitel, Perek Vav, David HaMelech takes us on this journey. It's divided really into two parts. The first half, where we collapse, we fall on our arm, our posture reflects the hopelessness and the helplessness. David HaMelech, Machlokas Rishonim, is he suffering from infirmity, from illness, or is he suffering from the pursuit of his enemies and the fear for his very life? Whichever it is, he feels rejected by Hashem, and that his future, his destiny, is at risk, and he feels hopeless and helpless, as if he's all but given up. And then halfway through the Kapitel, David HaMelech pivots, he transitions, where all of a sudden he feels his heartfelt pleas, his tefillas to Hashem, they've been heard. And in fact, not only is he not going to fall prey to his enemies, he's going to triumph over them. And that's what we see Ke'emba. First, he's pleading in death. There's no remembrance to you. And his bed is filled with tears. And he's given up. But then, Sur Meneko Pa'oli Oven, Kishama Hashem Kol Bechi, Hashem has heard the sound, the voice of my cries. We've gone through and explained each of one of these sentences. Shama Hashem Tchina, Si Hashem Tfilasi Yikach. We last left off. Hashem has heard my Tchina. Hashem, my tefillah, accept. We spoke about the difference between tchina and tefillah. That brings us up to the final sentence of Tachanun of this kapitel. Yevoshu v'yibalu ma'od kol oivai, yashuvu yevoshu rega. Yevoshu, yevoshu from the Lashon of Busha, shame, embarrassment. David HaMelech here went from this feeling dejected, and even his posture, our posture, we collapse, we fall on our arm, showing as if we're almost assuming the fetal position, where we've given up, we're desperate. Now David HaMelech is proud, he's tall. Yevoshu v'yibalu ma'od kol oivai. May all my enemies be frustrated and greatly dismayed. Yashuvu yevoshu raga. May they turn back and may they be suddenly frustrated. David feels triumphant. What is he getting at? What does this mean? So the Radak, Rav David Kimchi, the great Radak, explains there on Kapitel Vav. This is the feeling David HaMelech looks at, and he says, essentially, David HaMelech says, was it Mark Twain? Who was the famous quote? That news of my demise is premature. David HaMelech says, the enemy's celebrating my end. Bad news, enemies. I'm here. I'm back. I'm stronger than ever. Hashem is in my corner, and Hashem has got my back. And that's what he's calling Yevoshu v'yibalu ma'od kol oivai. My enemies are frustrated and they're greatly dismayed. They predicted that they were going to sweep all the primaries, all the elections, all the anti-Israel, all the anti-Semites. And instead Hashem intervened, interceded. And though the numbers are still scary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we say, Yevoshu, let them be embarrassed, let them be humiliated, let them be ashamed, let them be confused. Ko'evai, all of my enemies. So that's the first interpretation of the Radak, that when they see, David HaMelech says, when they see me bounce back, they see me back on my throne. They see me back with power. They see me with my full strength. Let them be confused and dismayed. Let it be chaotic. And let them feel shame. The Metzudas David says, Yevoshu b'rosa mitzlachti, v'yivolu k'derech adam atam v'nival b'ros davar asher chashal b'nimna. They should respond with wonder. Let them look so perplexed, like someone who sees something they thought was beyond their imagination. They predicted I was done. They wrote me off. All the polls said it was over. And yet here I am, and let their look be the look of someone who thought it was impossible, it could never happen. Rav Moshe David Vali, Talmud Ramchal, he says this is not talking about now what David HaMelech is not describing in this world. Pasuk Zanir Maz La'asul Lavo. Shkashe Yakumu Shokhni Afav Yor Hashem Eschar Tov Atzofan Tzadikim Yivosha V'yibalu Ma'od. In the eschatological era, which is a fancy word for saying when Mashiach comes, the people, the evil people, the mistaken people, they will see the reward reserved for the righteous and they'll be dumbfounded. They'll be all confused. They won't believe what they see. And they'll be filled with shame and embarrassment. Why didn't they make good decisions? Why didn't they use their time well? Why didn't they earn merits? Why didn't they put themselves in the same position as the tzaddikim? So Radak, Metzudas David, and Rav Moshe David Vali, three interpretations. What is David HaMelech getting at? What is he describing here with this sense? Lastly, Yevoshu Raga. Yevoshu Raga. Shuvu, Yevoshu Raga. May they turn back and may the Raga. What does Raga mean? So here the Quran translates it as suddenly. They should be suddenly frustrated. But we think of a rega as rega. Nu rega. Rega means a minute, a moment. A moment. So why should they be embarrassed or ashamed for a moment? Why only a moment? What does that mean, a moment? So Mitzvah Zdav and the Al-Sheikh both explained very beautifully. Because if a person shows genuine heartfelt busha, and this is appropriate, when Chodesh Elul, we're supposed to be working on this right now, busha has a place. Debilitating shame, that paralyzes someone, that's unhealthy. But a positive shame, a person says, I'm better than that, I'm bigger than that, I'm ashamed at what I did or my behavior, that is a catalyst to growth. So when a person feels the genuine, healthy, productive shame, kiraga, we are forgiven in a moment. It doesn't have to last. We don't have to dwell on it. The shame doesn't have to overcome us. Then it becomes unhealthy. But a genuine, a productive, a positive sense of shame that's a catalyst that leads to growth, that kiraga in a moment, we don't have to feel ashamed for long. A moment of a shame that says, I'm bigger, I'm better than that, I can do more, I can be more. That moment of shame is enough to turn us around. And that's why the Al-Sheikh and Matildas explained, David is davening, Yevoshu Yashuvu, raga, all it takes is a raga of shame in order for us to come back.